From here, a war arose against me on the part of priests. Some would say that it was a pretense. Some that beating was needed. Others that I wanted to make myself believed a saint. Some would add that I was possessed, and many other things, such that, if I wanted to tell them all, the story would be too long. So, with these ideas in their minds, when the sufferings would occur, and my family would send for one of them, they would have such strange reactions that my poor family suffered very much, especially my poor mama. How many tears she shed for me. Oh, Lord, reward her, you yourself. Oh, my good Lord, how much I suffered on this side. You alone know everything. So, who can say how bitter this situation turned out to be for me, that the priest was needed in order to free me from that state of sufferings? How many times I prayed, shedding most bitter tears, that it would free me. How many times I made explicit resistance to the Lord when he wanted me to offer myself as victim and accept these pains. I would say to him, Lord, promise me that you will free me yourself, and then I will accept everything. Otherwise, no, I don't want to accept. And I would resist the first day, the second day, the third. But who can resist God? He would tell me so many things that in the end, I was forced to submit myself to the cross. Other times, I would say to him from the heart and with familiarity, oh Lord, how is it that you have done this? How can this be? Between you and me, you wanted to put a third one? And this third one does not want to make himself available. See? We could have been so content, the two of us. When you wanted me to suffer, I would immediately accept, because I would know that you yourself would free me. There is no need of another hand now. I beg you, free me, and both of us will be more content. At times, he pretended not to hear me, and he would not tell me anything. Other times, then, he would say to me, do not fear. I am the one who gives darkness and light. The time of the light will come. It is my usual way to manifest my works through the priests. So I spent 3 or 4 years of these contradictions on the part of priests. Many times they subjected me to very hard trials. They reached the point of letting me remain in that state of sufferings, that is, petrified, incapable of any slightest motion, even of taking a drop of water, for 18 days, more or less, when they pleased to do so. The Lord alone knows what I was going through in that state. And after they came, I would not even have the good of at least being told, have patience, do the will of God. Rather, I was reproached as capricious and disobedient. Oh God, what pain! How many tears I shed! How many times I thought I was disobedient, saying to myself, how can this be? That virtue, which is the most pleasing to the Lord, is so far away from me. What good can a disobedient soul ever do or hope for? Many times I lamented to our Lord, and at times I reached the point of being resentful. And when he wanted me to accept sufferings, I would resist as much as I could. But when the Lord saw that I would begin to resist, he showed he would not pay attention to me, and he would not tell me anything else. And then, all of a sudden, he would come to surprise me. As for what the confessor would say, then, it is because sometimes he did not want me to fall into that state. But this was not in my power. It is yet true that I have been disobedient, and that I have never been good at anything. But I also remember that the most tormenting pain for me was that of not being able to obey.